Arafat Jamal, who also doubles as the UNHCR country director in South Sudan, says the suspension of World Food Program operations in Tony counties follows an outbreak of fighting in the area between local youth groups in Marialo a week ago. Although the initial fighting did not target humanitarians, Jamal says the youth ended up looting a WFP warehouse which contained critical food items which were destined for people who are highly food insecure in the area. Jamal says it's not clear when the World Food Program will resume operations in the area.
We are assessing the situation, and what we always try to do in such incidents is to ensure that we have safety for our workers, but two, we also do not wish to deprive the needy people of food. So we are at the moment assessing the conditions, and when they are ripe, we will conduct full operation.
According to UN OCHA, Tony North is one of the six South Sudanese counties where families risk facing catastrophic levels of hunger at the height of the lean season. The attack in Tony North is the latest in a series of incidents in which 8 agency facilities have been attacked or looted. Jamal says since the beginning of the year, more than 911 metric tons of food items and nutrition supplements have been looted or destroyed during violence carried out by locals.
These supplies, which are brought in through international assistance via the World Food Program, were enough to feed more than 41,000 food insecure people for up to 4 months. So that is essentially the impact, is that 41,000 needy, hungry people are deprived of food for 4 months through this type of attack.
The number of attacks against the 8 workers in South Sudan has been on the rise since March, according to the UN. Jamal says in May, more than $1 million worth of humanitarian supplies and assets were looted or destroyed during armed attacks in Gumuruk of the Greater Pibor Administrative Area, interrupting the delivery of assistance to some 130,000 people. The attacks led to suspension of humanitarian activities and a relocation of 8 workers in the area. Late last week, Troika diplomats also expressed concern about violence carried out by local armed men, saying the attacks are costing South Sudanese their lives, displacing citizens, and are preventing farmers from cultivating their crops. The diplomats called for swift action from the government to put an end to the attacks. Jamal says the attacks on 8 agencies threatens their efforts to assist vulnerable people across the country.
We call upon the national and local authorities to strengthen law enforcement and to ensure the safety of communities and of humanitarian organizations. This trend of violence against humanitarians is unacceptable and it cannot continue. We must be able to reach the people who need it. I would also like to pass the message about impunity. We have seen time and again that humanitarians are attacked, and this is deplorable. But it is compounded by the fact when they are not brought to justice.
In a statement issued on Tuesday, the U.S. Embassy in South Sudan condemned the looting of U.S. government-funded food and nutrition items during intercommunal violence in Warab State. The U.S. Embassy says the area is already facing what it calls catastrophic levels of food insecurity, and it now has even less food assistance available, potentially leading to loss of life. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.